Much of Africa gained only marginal benefits from the years of prosperity in the early years of this decade, which was not from lack of trying. Western aid to Africa grew dramatically, exceeding $37 billion in 2006 alone. Our next guest thinks that Western assistance is itself part of the problem.
I believe that having an aid-dominated society discourages entrepreneurship. It makes the government unaccountable. And obviously, it supports rampant corruption through government, but also into the wider population.
Economist Dembisa Moyo has worked for Goldman Sachs and also for the World Bank, which is one of the major institutions channeling aid from the West to Africa. She's now the author of a book released today called Dead Aid, which says assistance has hurt countries, including her own home country, Zambia.
I grew up in an era of what I call the yes, we can period of Africa. This was post-independence. My parents, as I talk about in the book, are two of the first black graduates from the University of Zambia. And so there was a lot of expectation about how finally Africans were going to govern themselves and actually be able to become equal partners on the global stage. In that period, we've gone from a time when there was a lot of pan-African confidence and dignity associated with being Africa and Africans to a time where there's a lot of fatalism, destitution.
Does Lusaka, your hometown, you're the capital of Zambia, look more modern than it did when you were a kid, or like it's going backwards in time?
Well, you know, it's more modern in some ways. Obviously, you can use a mobile phone and so on. There are internet cafes everywhere. But the economy is not growing, and that's what we should be worried about. I mean, although we have seen some positive spurts in the last 5 years with the emergence of the Chinese coming in and obviously the global economy, the concerns are about making sure that trajectory sticks. And that's what my book is about.
You just said with the Chinese coming in, is their approach to Zambia different than the Western approach to Zambia?
Completely different. Their interest is couched in business. They're there to make money. And my view is that that is a good thing. Now, that's not to say that the Chinese should come to Africa carte blanche and that there should not be some dialogue with African policymakers on how Chinese money coming to Africa can be beneficial for Africa. That, of course, is a very important piece of it. But even in the worst case scenario, there are now roads where there have not been roads in Africa for 60 years. People in Africa now have jobs where they haven't had jobs over the 60 years when the Western, ostensibly Western rule was in place.
What's China's interest in Zambia?
It has changed quite dramatically. Originally, it was definitely on the mining sector.
They wanted copper, basically.
They wanted copper to help finance their own development programs. But it's changed dramatically. Now they're investing in agricultural products. One of the things that people don't seem to be aware of is that Africa's got 15 stock exchanges now. Things like banking stocks, telecommunications. The Chinese have actually just bought 20% stake in one of the largest Pan-African banks. So they're diversifying their portfolio, their approach to Africa.
Are Western firms, which certainly do plenty of business outside the United States and in Europe, are they missing an opportunity here?
I believe so. I think there's a tremendous opportunity. And I think it really is a reflection of the bad PR that Africa has. You know, you think Africa and you think, as I call it in the book, the four horsemen of Africa's apocalypse. You think of war and disease and corruption and poverty. And the Chinese don't look at it that way. They see an opportunity and they've done tremendously well in terms of investing in Africa.
Although, by your own statistics that you list here, I mean, poverty is pretty extreme in Africa right now.
It absolutely is. And it will get worse if we don't stem the tide of aid to Africa. I mean, we know what works. This is not a need to invent a new wheel. We know that places like China and India were poorer than many African countries just 30 years ago. And now they're vying for top economic position in the world. And we should learn from that instead of pushing a product that has failed consistently, not just in Africa, but across the globe.
So are you saying that rather than feeling guilty about Africa, Americans should feel greedy about Africa and invest the remains of our portfolios in Africa?
I'm just saying that the aid model to Africa is definitely predicated on pity. And Africa doesn't need pity. I think it's time that we started to innovate away from a system that has not delivered those things. And we should do what we know is the right way to actually deliver growth and reduce poverty. And America knows how to do that.
Dembisa Moyo is the author of Dead Aid, Why Aid is Not Working and How There's a Better Way for Africa. Thanks very much.
Right. Thank you so much for having me on the show.